This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's mountain towns are taking a big hit to hotel bookings due to the lack of snow this winter. Data provider Dusty Metrics says occupancy at lodging properties in resort communities is down nearly 7% from last year. Hotel owners are trying to lure visitors with better room rates, according to Dusty Metrics, so it might be a good time to look for deals. Another impact of this unusually dry weather, traffic accidents are down in Glenwood Canyon. In the previous 4 months, the Colorado State Patrol investigated 30 collisions between mile markers 116 and 133. A year prior, the same stretch saw more than twice as many, 65 crashes. Captain Jared Rapp says his agency tried to reduce accidents by stepping up patrols and lowering the speed limit during dangerous conditions.
And as much as I want to take credit for the things that we've done as far as engineering, education, and enforcement, I believe the largest contributor this winter is the fewer snowstorms.
Colorado's snowpack sits at about half of normal for this time of year. The University of Colorado is rolling out a special AI tool for their entire academic community. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Starting this spring, more than 100,000 students and staff across CU's four campuses will have access to ChatGPT-EDU. The $2 million agreement with OpenAI aims to ensure every student, regardless of their background, is ready for an AI-driven workforce. CU President Todd Solomon says the move is about safety as much as equity. By using a private university-controlled system, sensitive research and personal data stay off public training models. Users must complete a training course on ethics and privacy, and faculty will still have the final say on how the tool is used in their classrooms. University officials expect the rollout to be complete by the end of the semester. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org.